Okay, the last thing we learned was Ula. The bottom lines of Zayin Amid Beis. V'amar Ula, Ma'itam. Hoyel v'hutu l'tzarase hutu l'kiryav. The Gemara said that a Mitzayra, who's also a Tful Yayin from being a Balkari, is allowed to stick his thumb into the Ezras Yisrael, into the Machne Shechina. Als Mitzayra, it's Pashit he's allowed to do it. Chiddush is that even though he's a Tful Yayin, it's also Mutter. The bottom Taisvis asks that if you hold Bia B'mitzah Shmei Bia, if you hold sticking a thumb is it is. So what's the difference if he goes in completely or he just sticks in his thumb? My nafkamina, if you have a heter, you have a heter. So why only stick in the thumb? You might as well walk in entirely. And Taisus in his first teretz says the aside that I'd like to discuss. Taisus in the first v'yeshleimer says v'yeshleimer do leinicha shiitcha b'yas kulay diksev behedya v'alamidosh leisavai. That's a beferish a pasik. V'alamidosh leisavai. So Taisus says a klal. This is a shas klal that an iser that's mafurish b'kra is more chamor than a iser that we know from midrasha. That's the klal of Taisus. This is a big klal to know. It's let's say we have a chayla has to have basa b'chalav. Let's say you have a chayla shesh v'sakari. You have to give him basa b'chalav. You have a choice. You could give him gedi b'chalav, or you could give him shar b'chalav. We would think it's the same thing. But gedi is mufurish b'kra, like special gedi b'chalav. Shar is not mufurish b'kra. So it would come out from this taisvis that it's better, it's more kuladik to give an iser sheinim a furish b'kra rather than an iser ham a furish b'kra. So that's what that's the cloud that seems to come from this taisvis. Now this, as I mentioned the other day, Rabbi Chanan has a arichas on this idea and contrasts the very side from the first parak. The truth is that it comes down to an earlier machlaikis. The Rambam in the second Shairish Sheni of Sefer HaMitzvahs writes a klal that something can only be called a mitzvah d'oraisa if it's mefurish b'kra. If it's something that's learned from midrasha, then it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chiddush. Some is mefurish b'kra is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Some is not mefurish b'kra is not. The Ramban in his Hasagis is very sharp against this Rambam. I brought his Lashon. Listen to his Lashon. He says HaSefer HaZeh, that's the whole book of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs is two parts. The beginning of the Shroshim, the rules, and the second of the list of mitzvahs. HaSefer HaZeh LaHarav Zal in Yonei Mamtikin V'Kulay Mechmadim. He says the whole book is a wonderful book. The Ramban writes about the Rambam. Muvar HaIkar HaZeh, except for the Iker Hasheni, the second Shairish, Shu Iker Harim Gedailim B'Talmud, Umapil Chaimais B'Tzurais B'Gemara. V'inyin, V'loim De Gemara, Ra Umar. He says, how can someone who learns Gemara learn such a Rambam? Rambam says, if you learn a Drasha, it's not a Deraisa. He calls it Ra Umar, Yishtaka Chadav V'lo Yomer. So he writes very sharply against this klal of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if it's mefurish b'kra, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. If not, it's not. Even his lashon is afilu Moshe Rabbeinu ba'atzmai omar. The Rambam says, even Moshe Rabbeinu said the drasha, but it's not a d'oraisa. So what did the Rambam taka hold? So there are two schools of thought in understanding the Rambam. Either you can understand the Rambam like the Ramban understood, and it's a wild chiddush that something you learn from a drasha is not d'oraisa. Or there will be a calmer way to learn the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying in counting 613 mitzvahs, only what's mefurish b'kra counts as a mitzvah. What you learn out of a limud is not counted in the 613. Right? Kabet esavicha, we learn the rabbi sechicha hagadol. So nobody counts kibur achicha hagadol as a separate mitzvah. It's something you learn from a drasha. That doesn't mean it's not deraisa. So the Ramban understood the Lashon HaRambam. The Ramban says if it's a drasha, it's not deraisa. Not deraisa. So in yizeh ra'u ma'ar, how could somebody say that if it's not beforeish in the pasuk, it's not a deraisa? However, if the Rambam only meant to give guidelines for counting mitzvahs deraisa, in counting tarjag mitzvahs, the mitzvahs have to be mitzvahs that are mufurashim in a pasuk, and not a mitzvah that you learn out of a drasha. If you learn out of a drasha, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. The iser tzara is not counted as a separate iser vayibum. It's the iser to be yad mitzara. It's an aver deraisa. It's just not counted as one of the tayag mitzvahs. It's not a pasuk. It's a drasha that we learn out that a tzara serva is also. So erva is a pasuk. It's counted. Tzara serva doesn't go into the counting of the tayag. So you really have your choice on how to learn the Rambam. I think Klal Yisrael already paskin the second way that the Rambam doesn't mean such a thing. But there is a certain amount of disagreement on how to learn the Rambam. Now, where does it come up? What? The Einish is not necessarily totally in Taryag. You can learn an Einish from a drasha. It all goes into setting up the rules. We're talking about setting up the rules. When we set up the rules, could be there is Einish, could be there's not Einish. It depends. I mean, Malchus you don't get unless it's a Mufurish Lashon Pen Hisham Reva'al, has to say a Lashon Lai. But now, one of the places that this comes up is in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. We learned that Isha's nickname is Bishloisha Drachim, Kesef Ishtar Bubiya. Kesef is not Mefurish in the Pasuk. Right, we learn Kesef from Stei Ephraim. If you look at the Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he says that you can marry a woman two ways min HaTaira, Shtar or Bubiya, and Derech Echad min Divrei Seifrim. In one way, midrabbanan. That's Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says that if you marry an isha with kesef, then it's a kedushin drabbanan. So there was a maisa with a safi kedushin kesef, and in the tshuva shev Yaakov, I'll tell you later the maisa, but in the tshuva shev Yaakov, tshuva chaf aleph, he said, the Rambam says kedushin kesef is drabbanan. So a Safi Drabbanan is Lakula. You have an Eishes Ish through Kedusha Kesef. such a thing. Nowadays everyone gets married Kedusha Kesef, right? So he says, the Shev Yaakov understands the Rambam that a Safi of Kedushin is Safi Drabbanan Lakula if the Kedushin was Kedusha Kesef. And in Meila, in his case, he Paskin the Kula. Rabbi Kiva Eger is doicha such an idea b'shtei yadayim. Kiva Eger and Shuv and Chelik Beis and Mitzadik Dalit. He says, you ever heard such a thing? You're married to Kiddush and Kesef, it's only Drabbanan. But there'd be one Gemara that would come out very geshmak if you learned like the Shev Yaakov. When the Gemara says, we had a few places, one of them is in Ksuvah Zav Gimel Amid Aleph, that the Gemara says, call the Mekadosh Adayta Drabbanan, Mekadosh Afkin Rabbanan LeKedusha Minei. Then the Gemara says, Tinuch the Kiddush B'Kaspa, Kiddush B'Biyah Meikel Meimar. So if you don't know Rashi, you just push it words, Tinuch the Kiddush B'Kaspa, you Mekadosh B'Kesef Drabbanan Kabim Afkiyah, call the Mekadosh Adayta Drabbanan, Mekadosh Afkin Rabbanan. If you Mekadosh B'Kesef, you're doing it in a Drabbanan dick away. But Kiddush B'Biyah Meikel Meimar. The Gemara is much smoother if you go with this mechudish way of learning. However, Rashi and Taisus don't learn that way. Right? Say Tinnis the Kiddush Bekasa Hefker Bez Nehefker Kiddush Bevi Amayka Lamein. But there's such a shita in the Velt. There's not such a shita. It's not Lahalacha. But there is such a shita that understands the Rambam literally. The Ramban himself understood the Rambam literally. That every Drabanan is a, every drasha is a Drabanan. So he has a problem. He says, Dovazeh Ra Umar Ma'ait. It's a very. So Kedusha Kesef is one example. It's interesting. There's another example. Psulei Edis. What does it say, Beferish in the Pasik by Psulei Edis? And we need to know Psulei Edis. Right? Psulei Edis in the Torah only says father and son. Father can't say this for his son, son for his father. How do you know a brother? That's a drasha. How do you know a different relative, an uncle? So those are drashas. We're married by other craving. But Mefurish Bikra is only Avu Ben. And the Chayra, that would be a second Afkamin if that Psul is a Psul Dairaisa or Psul Dravanan. In Hilchis Edis, the Ramah, Simila Megimel Sif Beis, writes that Sharp Psulim Adrabanan. He seems to learn the Rambam like the Shev Yaakov. His Lashon is that Avay Sumbanim is Dairaisa, and Sharp Psulim Adrabanan, which. So the Shach on the Rabbah says this is only the Rambam Lashitah side, and a drasha he calls it the very Seferim. But again, we have a second place where it's all confusing. The Rambam says other Kravim are the Rabbanan, the Psul the Rabbanan. And what about the Lamed Tes Malachis? That's a good question. We're not going to make all the Lamed Tes Malachis Rabbanan, right? Or you can do it all Lamed Tes Malachis. Maybe there it's a Pasik. It's Pasik says don't do Malacha. That says the pasuk don't do malacha. What's malacha? So it's an explanation. Maybe that's different than you say. Avos Habanim is preferish Avos Habanim.
Instead of having a masorah for all the drashas,
if it's mamish drabanim, you mean?
Yeah. What's the idea of having a masorah that makes a drasha?
It's talking about a pelvic idea. This whole sheet is a plea. Mamish drabanim is a plea. I don't know. Look, we understand it differently. We understand that, like I said, that it's a deraisa, but the rabbanan can't. What's interesting is the Shev Yaakov's case. The case in the Jewish Shev Yaakov was somebody who was mekadesh bekesef, and one of the kroivim was a safik kariv. One of the edim, I mean, was a safik kariv. It was a safik kariv. So he said to be mekel that it's a safik rabbanan. Because Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbanan. But Derech Pilpul, we can understand the Shev Yaakov as follows. The Shev Yaakov might have meant that Muman Avshach. If you understand the Rambam literally, it's a Rabbanan, so Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbanan. Elamai, you understand that the Rambam means it's Dairaisa. So then a Safik Kariv is a Vadei Psul. If a Safik Kariv is a Vadei Psul, it's the Vaitu Shinam Kodeshis. If you go with such a Mahalach, Rav Shimon's Mahalach, then a Safik Deraisa is a Vadei Psul, but that's always Rav Shimon's Gav's Mahalach. A Safik Deraisa is a Vadei Psul. So if Safik Kariv will be a Vadei Psul, then okay. But there at Pulpula, we could say to Shev Yaakov knew this all these Cheshbainis when he was making. What's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah brings not quite the Rambam, not quite the Ramban. He brings our Tosis really. Our Tosis is a Pshara. Our Tosis says they're both Daraises, but Mefurish Bikra is less Chamor. Mefurish Bikra is less. Mefurish Bikra is more, Mefurish Bikra is more, and the Drasha is less. Sort of a Pshara between the Rambam and those argue with the Rambam. I was learning Mishnah Berurah and I bumped into Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Samaches. I think it's Sifkat Yud Beis. He talks about the order in which you eat fruits. You all know you eat Eretz Chita Seira. You eat the Sheva Milim, you may eat it in the order, you make a bracha in the order it says in the Pasuk. Now the Pasuk only says Chita and Sa'ira. The Shaila is, if somebody has in front of him Sa'irim and spelt or oats. A Chita includes really all the types of grain, all the types of wheat. Now we're makubal that there are five types of wheat, Chita and Sa'ira, and then there's Shival Shuel, and Kismin, and I'm missing Shival Chita of Sa'ira, Shival Shuel, no, Kismin is spelt, and the fifth one. So there are five types of wheat that we makubal all have Chita, they all have din of Chametz and din of Hamaitzi. But Mefurash and Kra is only Chita and Sa'ira. So we have a Kabbalah, Chit includes everything. What happens if someone is in front of him spelt and barley? Which one does he make the bracha on? So Pashit, Chit is before Sa'ira. And spelt is included in Chit. Mr. Brewer says no. Sa'ira is Mefurash B'kra. And Kismin is only added as a Riboy. So since it's only added as a riboy from a drasha, what's mefurish b'kra is more than what's from a drasha. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this concept, at least, that mefurish b'kra is more than something that's a drasha, and he brings it. So Artisis is something of a pshara between the shitas. Now there are a couple of kashas on this idea. Taisis' idea, which might be what the Rambam meant, is that Mefurish B'kra is a darga higher than Asya Midrashim. So there are three Gemaras that seem to be problems. Two that Rabbi Chanan asks from, and a third that I'll ask you from. So the first two are good kashas for sure, Rabbi Chanan asks. The third one, this stuff is not a good kasha, because Rabbi Chanan doesn't ask, so you have to tell me your teretz. First of all, the Gemara sometimes says, Milsa da Asya Bakal Bachaive, Torah for Kasav Lakra. The Gemara says, something there, Bakal Bachaive, Torah for Kasav Lakra. The Torah writes it anyway. As if the Torah didn't have to write it, but the Torah chose to write it anyway. Now, what's the Chiddush that somebody can learn from a drasha the Torah wrote? Maybe the Torah wrote it to tell you that this is a Mochabidika Aveir, it's a Mefurish B'Kra. How do you know? Because of like the Chiddush that the Torah is saying, so a Kavachayim you can write. I think some Rishonim say because a Kavachayim you might think you have a Pircha on. What? Gemara doesn't say for one of the Tayyar Mitzvahs. But the Gemara will say it on things that are, I mean, things that are only dinim. Okay, you're right. I'll see in a second. Rabbi Chanan says to what you're saying. I said one kasha is from Mil Sadasi Bekal B'chaim Tarfa Kasav La Kara that it sounds like writing in the pasuk is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? You have to write if you want it to be a mochama. And the second is Lamali Kras Varahu. Gemara sometimes says, Lamali Kra Svarahu. Why do I need a pasuk? It's a svarah. So, what do you mean, why do I need a pasuk? It's a svarah. I need a pasuk. Tell you it's Mochamer. So the teretz on these, which could be to Rabbi Chanan there, this whole thing is in the first parak of Kunshas Divrei Sefer. The teretz on these two kashas is taka easy. That the Gemara doesn't say Lomali Kras Svarahu on a mitzvah. It says it on a din, on a rule, like Hamaitzi L'Chayel Varai. So Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk? It's a svarah. So something that's a halacha, we're not learning new dinim that it could be Safak L'Chomer. We're learning rules within the way things work. We're learning it. The Gemara says it by, I think, by Migu and by Mr. Ve'al Varaya. So in some places where it says that it's only a derech agav de kechidish, so It's not shayach the whole time that it's mocham. It's a dim in the way things work. Like I'm saying, there'll be a difference as beforeish b'kra in that. There'll be the difference. It's only a difference in a kiyum mitzvah, something you do as a mitzvah, the way the halach yelach abezni. The kasha that I had on this is the Gemara sometimes asks, why do you need a pasuk for something? I can learn it nilma mitarvayu. I can learn it from two other things. Like the whole beginning of Kedushin. It says, why do I need a pasuk for Kesef? I can learn it from Shtar and Bia. Why do I need a pasuk for Bia? I can learn it from Kesef and Shtar. Why do I need a pasuk for Shtar? I can learn it from Kesef and Bia. Right? The Gemara goes through all arichas. What do I need this for? I can learn it from the other two. What is the Gemara in the beginning of Eisa Neshech? The Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk for Isarayna? I can learn it from Geneva and Ribis combined. I can learn that Aina is also awesome. Whatever the Svara there is. So there, it's a Pella. What do you mean? Why do I need a pasuk? I can learn from the other two. It's a big nafkamina. It's a nafkamina if it's a Isama Furish Bakra. Isama Furish Bakra is Mohammer. See, like Taisvis, it's Shver. That if why is the Gemara saying, why do I need a pasuk? Learn from the two of them. If I learn from the two of them, it's a drasha. If I learn from a pasuk, then it's a mafurish b'kra. And Koshkin, it's Shver like the Shev Yaakov. Gemara is saying, why do I need a pasuk for Bia? Learn from Kesem Mishnah. If it wouldn't be a pasuk for Bia, it would be Safed Rabbana Lakula on Kedushay Bia. So the Torah says, I'm allowed to tell you that it's a vade. That's a derais. Good question. Is a good kasha. This kasha I didn't see that they should ask. At least I don't remember seeing. A lot of times I think I learn things, I forget it, then I think of it again. I think it's my own brain thinking of it. Actually, I'm remembering it, but not remembering where I saw it. I think it's a good kasha, though. So I don't have a Terence. It's seems to be a problem. All right. Get the Kedushin Gimel Amud Aleph. If I still remember that I had the kasha, it'll be helpful. Rabbi Chanan brings that the Michas Chinuch, a mitzvah tof tzadik vav, says a pliadika thing. He says that a pasuk that's mefurish b'kra is more kal than something you learn out of a drasha. Rabbi Chanan brings these matmiya. He has a whole svara. Listen to Michas Chinuch svara. He says if it's mefurish b'kra, it's a deraisa. If it's a drasha, so it's also a deraisa. We pass in drashas are deraisas. Plus, Yo'ivar on Lysosur. Because since something that's Mefurish B'kra comes to you through the Rabbanan, Lysosur Me'adavish Yigid Luchayam and Ismail, so the Mechas Chinuch has a cheshbin that Mefurish B'kra is more kuladik than something you learn from a drasha. So B'chadim brings it, and he says it's very nice, Svaris, but the Taisa says Vakarat, and the Rambam says Vakarat. So that's the Stam Mechas Chinuch very often. He says Svaris that are. Okay. But anyway, the Nakuda is to remember the idea that this Taisus and Mechodesh Dikah Taisus, the Taisus Nivamis, that's the Shas Taisus, you know, so many of them, at least not in the first two Brachim. The idea that some is Mefurish B'kra is Mocham, right? Let's see, we have to learn some Gemara. The bottom words of Zayin Amid Beis. Midami Ludula. Let's get back to our case. Our case is a case of Yibam. You have every Yavama is a sister in law, a Shasach. So the Gemara wanted to say, Yasvara, the Hail Vishnu Yishtri. Since a Shasach is Mutta, therefore Achaisish is also Mutta. And the Mela, I need a Lehotas. So, for the Gemara, Midami Ludula. Could you compare Arayas to Ula? Tinachecha de Nosa Meis, Vachakach Nosa Chai. If the brother who died got married first, so this lady became first his Eshesach, and then he married the Chai, later she became Achaisisha, Migud Ishtri Yisra Eshesach, Ishtri Nami Yisra Achaisisha. Then it makes sense. The Yisra Achaisisha never kicks in. From the first minute, it's Oymit to be Mutter in case of Yibum. Ela, Nasa Chai, Vachak Nacha, Nasa Meis. If first it was his wife's sister, which is an Issa Gabor, and then it became his brother's wife, which is mutter in cases of Yibum, Issa Chesisha Kadim. It's one cash. And more, a filo nosa meis, even if the man meis marry first. Timachecha de nosa meis, umeis, bachach nosa chai. See, if the woman fell to Yibum, what are these words? The woman fell to Yibum, nosa meis umeis, she married the brother who's about to die, who's soon going to die. So it became the living brother's sister-in-law, and he died. She looked at him. Vachakach nosa chai, what's the problem with those words? And then you married the chai. You're not allowed to marry the chai. If a woman falls to you to Yibam, you're not allowed to marry her sister. Right? Tinachech nasa meisum meisaka nasa chai. The chai is like the baby baby. What's going on? So I think Tosis Yishanim permeates that. Taisa says that Achais Kukasa is only Midrabanan. Like Taisa we had earlier. Taisa Yishanim on the top. Maybe it means it's not Mefurish Mekra. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Akapanim, we're going to learn the Gemara. That it happened. It's the Isser, but it happened. Taisa is called it Isser Lav. So it's Kedushan HaTaifis. The Chais like the baby baby. So she was right to Yibam. So that's good. Hayol v'shtiri yishtiri. Elo nais v'lo nasa meis v'loi meis. Vach nasa chai. If the one brother married first, and then the other brother married, and then he died, lo yichsil eklal, she never felt him to Yibum. Mi lo yimayda ula, shem ra keri v'lo el shmini, shem nachzi yadil b'hai meis. Shlo yasa b'shal shari ra lehevi b'karmen. Certainly ula would be mayda if he became a b'keri before the morning, before you're right to bring a karmen. That we don't say how ishtri ishtri. So it's shver. So now we slugged up in other teretz. We keep on coming up with teretz terutzim. Why we need a lechma? So we came with how ishtri ishtri. So now we slugged this up as well. Ella, Gemara says kizruch ra alehechad nasa meisum meis tak nasa chai. So either we'll stick that you only need the pasuk for such a case of ishtri ishtri nasa meisum meis tak nasa chai. Yibay seima or a different teretz. Obviously, it's a bit of a daichik. To say you need the pasuk only for nasa meis ubeis vaka nasa chai, but you say maasiya behekeisha midrav yaina dam rav yaina. Itemer afun rei de Rishu amakra. Kikol ashiyas makol teiva seila videchusu hukshu kol arayis kulo leishasach. Meishasach shariyav kol arayis nami shariyon. I would have thought to darshin a hekish and say just like eishasach is muta bayibum, so to every single erev is muta in yibum. So kasev rachmaya aleha. So Allah tells you that you're also awesome Yibum, otherwise you wouldn't have made a hekesh look cool.
Isn't that a right basis?
What?
Isn't that a right basis that something that's proposed for cross is more common than something that's more Joshua?
What's the raya?
Otherwise you have a hekesh look cool.
Against which pasuk? The hekesh said, what?
Well, Allah, he has to get the hekesh. Hekesh is only there to be more than Allah, but it's awesome.
I mean, what do we say? We're saying I would have thought to darshin the hekesh all to the other. So kamash from aleha. What you're saying is right, except that aleha is also not so mafurish b'kra. It's really an extra word lafuke. So it is. The question is a good question. Why is aleha any better than the hekesh? But all right. Amli rachim niftoy l'ravina mechti kol arayis yikalakshu relesh asach. You have a choice. You can make a hekesh teishasach, ikalak shemalach esisha, or you can do akistach esisha, which is aser. So which way should you be makish it? My chos is takshasach esisha, akshemalach make a hekesh teishasach, and say that it's mutter. So why don't we talk and say it's mutter? You have a leah to tell you achis isha is awesome. What about all the other relatives? Learn all the other relatives from the hekesh lekula. Yibayisema lekula v'chumra lechumra makshina. Yibayisema hachatrei suri hachatrei isuri betray betray alfinan avlochachari suri betray mechad olay alfinan. Let's see the two turas. First teretz. We know your brother's wife is muta nibum. We know your wife's sister is also nibum. What about all other relatives? Should you be makishit to your brother's wife and to your wife's sister? So l'chumra makshina. So we have this klal three places in Shas. Four places in Shas. that l'chumra l'kula l'chumra makshina. One of the places Taisa says is by Zohar v'Shamar, Hilchos Shabbos. How do we know women are mechuyavos in keeping Shabbos, in making Kiddush? How do you know women are mechuyavos in making Kiddush? It's Mitzvah Seishas Shazman Groma. What's the answer? It's a hekish of Zohar v'Shamar. What's the hekish? No, you all know. Shamar is the Isurei Shabbos, and women are mitzvahs, because the mitzvah are all Isur. Zachar is the mitzvah sase of Kiddush. So we make a hekish that just like women are mechuyavos in the lay sases of Shabbos, they're mechuyavos in Kiddush. Why do we dash a fakert? Just like the potter from Kiddush, the ptura is from Malach on Shabbos. So it says because Taisa says because he can look shriya l'kula l'chumra l'chumra v'akshina can be makish it to potter a woman. Kimakshet to be machmir, so therefore that's how we know women are machiyahs. The Prima Gadim clears a chakirah. And he has a psicha kailelas to Shulchan Aruch. It's printed in Arachayim. And there, in the first parak, Ois Yud, he clears a shayla. The truth is that Rabbi Yosef Aipshis and Kresi Uplasi in Yeridaya and Simasanach Aleph, Sif Cotton Tess, clears the same chakirah. When we say that you can make a hekesh l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshinan, what's the reason for that? What's the reason l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshinan? Is it that we have such a Kabbalah? We have a Kabbalah, just like we have rules. This is a rule, we have a Kabbalah. You could go both ways, you go l'chumra. Right? It's a Kabbalah, so it's the Kabbalah. Or he says, maybe by lakula l'chumra, l'chumra makshinon is a din in Safik d'araisa l'chumra. The hekesh could go either way. You can make a hekesh l'kula, you can make a hekesh l'chumra, it's a Safik. So at Safik d'araisa l'chumra, you have to make a hekesh l'chumra, but not b'teres v'adai, b'teres Safik. What would come out? Nafkamina. You hear the Shaila? Women are mechuyavos in Kiddush because of the hekesh. Why do we make the hekesh l'kula? Because l'kula l'chumra, l'kula makshim. L'chumra makshim. Is that pshat that women are vaday mechuyavos in Kiddush? Because we have a Kabbalah and l'chumra makshim. Or is the pshat that suffering the rest of l'chumra? We don't know if we should make hekesh l'kula l'chumra. So b'meila, we'll make l'chumra women are suffering mechuyavos in Kiddush. They come out only the time to suffer their ass for Kumra before the others. Then they wouldn't be allowed to be mighty men. That's true. What?
They
can be mighty themselves. They can be mighty themselves. If they're Mukhiyavis Menatira, they're Yaitzer. If the Pturis Menatira, so then they're Pturis. Bachavatos. I think everyone would agree that at least Major Abun and they're Mukhiyavis. I think. We have such a suffix by Birchas Hamaz, and people don't know. It's a suffix if women are mechuyavis min haTorah and benching. It's a Gemara in Brachas Yud Beis Amud Beis. Why should women be potter from bench, pturas and benching? It's not a cessation of my brother. What? Oretz. So the Rashi says because Oretz, because they don't own land. Alarish and Chalta and Taisasag. Taisas says sold Leviim and Kainim should also be. So Tais says, because of our briska shechasam to v'sareinu, and women are not don't have a briska shechasam to v'sareinu. Now, for whatever reason, women are only suffic mechuyev and benching. A woman can't be mighty a man. If the man is mechuyev and benching in a Torah, then a woman can't be mighty a man. Because someone who's a suffic chiyuv can be mighty a vada chiyuv, even though suffic derasik. So the clair of the Prima Gadim is, do we say l'chumra makshinan b'taras v'adai because it's a Kabbalah, or do we say l'chumra makshinan because suffered the rest of l'chumra, so therefore we do it nafkamin if you can be mighty if a woman can be mighty a man in Kiddush?
If a woman apologizes, she says reason.
I assume she is, but she should be totally in the same chakira, because if l'chumra makshinan, then the p'tura is a malacha. So l'chumra. It'll be a very funny thing. It will come out if you have to mechal Shabbos Rechayla, you better do it through a lady. A woman is only a Safik Mechayivit. Right, because part of his thing is, if you hold, it's only a Safik, what's a Safik? If you say, look, Kula Makshina, then just like women are Peturais from Kiddush, they'll be Peturais from doing Lamites Malachis. It'll come out that they're allowed to do the Lamites Malachis. So you know how it's going to end up, right? The Prima Gadim has the clarity, he doesn't say a psak. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tshuva Chadasha, is Tshuva Yud Zayin. And Avni Nezer and Tshuva Kuf Yud Beis, both bring our Gemara to be Peshit, the Safik. Now here you have to have Kaf. What's our Gemara talking about? We're talking the case of Yibum. What's the case? You have a man whose daughter married his brother, and his brother died. His daughter falls to Yibum. So the question is, should he be Miyabim her? Should we be Makishit to Eshesach and he's allowed to be Miyabim? Or should we Makis Tachaisisha and he's not allowed to be Miyabim? So the Gemara says, L'chumra Makshinan, it's Osir, there's an Issa for him to do Yibum. That's the Chumra, right? That's the Gemara. L'chumra Makshinan, his daughter falls to him to Yibum, there's an Issa Yibum. What does this daughter do now? What does the daughter do? She's married to a man, to her uncle. Her uncle died. She forced her father to Yibum. The Rav says, L'chumra Makshinan, no Yibum. What does she do? She goes out and gets married L'shuk. If it's only Misafik L'chumra Makshinan, she's a Safik Zekuka L'Yibum, and Safik Mutal L'shuk. She should nichali to Misafik. If L'chumra Makshinan is Misafik, so she should be, it's Chesafi Darbais L'chumra, she can't marry her father. And Chesafi Darbais L'chumra, she's also L'shuk until she gets Chalitza. So Kiv Eger says that from this Gemara, it's a Raya Mokrachas, that the din of L'chumra Makshinon is a Kabbalah, and not Misafik, it's not a Karasafik. There was in Dalet Amud Aleph that we had a similar idea in Taisus. When I still beshatnis and Gedilim Tasalacha, the first new Taisus on the page, it was a similar Taisus. Taisus said, "How do you know to darshan in one direction? Why don't you darshan ipcha? Ikla mem the one Gedilim Leisel beshatnis." Taisus says, "L'chayiv nashim betzitzus." It's not the name. A kosher yeshnei b'leisel b'shan. This yeshnei b'gedilim. So, what does Taisus mean that we should do it l'chumra? What Taisus means? We should do the drasha. If you can do the drasha in two directions, you do l'chumra. And Taisus has a teretz, but okay. So, kapanim, we learned today two klalim. We learned the klal of the bottom taisus that Sofet Rabbanan is l'chumra, and the klal of l'kula l'chumra makshina. Rava Omer. Now Rava is going to say a whole different mahalach. Before we go into Rava, just taisus Rava Omer explains why does Rava disagree with the previous Gemara. So in the Yesh Leimer he says Rava less leidula, savvimus loishmabia, or an emiri yesh lechalik. Taisus mechalik between two Isurim that are Shnei Shemais and two Isurim that are Shem Echad. Two totally different Isurim, we don't say health Ishtari. And when it's Shem Echad, we do. In other words, Taisus is Mesupik if Rava argues with the whole concept of Hail Ishtari, or if he agrees with the concept of Hail Ishtari, but only in certain cases. Now, here I'd like to mention to you something that you're going to find, if you bump into it, the idea of Hayal Vishtri Ishtri in a totally different context than this sugya. In this sugya, Hayo v'ishtri ishtri, since one iser is mutter, another iser is mutter. So Taisus here is saying in Rava that when the two isurim are m'shem echad, there's an idea of Hayo v'ishtri ishtri, which is fine. There's another Hayo v'ishtri ishtri, which is based on a sugya in Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara there doesn't use the language Hayo v'ishtri ishtri, but the Paiskim do. There, I'll tell you the case of the Gemara, we'll try to jump to the cases La Halacha. The Gemara there has an idea on Rabbi Kiva that in the Midbar they didn't have to shecht meat. What's the difference to you if they had to shecht meat on the Midbar?
After
huh?
They weren't allowed.
There was no chiyuv. Bas nechiru was mutter. That's what the Rabbi Kiva's lash. The bas nechiru was mutter, they could just kill the animal. It's only kisavei al aretz, then whatever it says. What? Would they get? Very much in the veil. They were allowed in the veil. The veil started later. That's a Rikin Ashit. It's a Tana, you know. So Gemara says, I was just thinking of an afkamina if you eat milfix on Shavuos, no? One of the reasons to eat milfix on Shavuos is because if Matan Torah, they had to shecht animals. No, you're right, they couldn't do it. And that's Blasha Mishnah Berurah. Everyone says they had to kasha the cable. But we all know they had plastics, you know, paper goods. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say kashrut kelim. I think he said they had to shecht. What?
The Mishkan had to shecht.
But that's not why the reason for milchus on Shavuos is because for themselves they had to shecht. You mean they knew how to shecht from the Mishkan? Right. No, but the Mishkan was Nisan. No, the Mishkan was the next Mishkan. They didn't have a Mishkan. The Mount of Torah was the Sivan before the Mishkan. So at any rate, the Rabbi Akiva holds that Basa Nechira is Mutter. So the Gemara is a Shaila. The meat, like Rabbi Akiva, if they had Nevela in the Midbar, and when they crossed the Yarden, I can talk back here, sure. When they crossed the Yarden, they took the meat with them. Do we say Hoyel Vishtri Ishtri? Once they crossed the Yarden, that there is a Shalom Chayiv and Shechita. So the Gemara declares, it says, Teku, the meat that they had earlier, and they take it across the Yarden, do you say Hoyel Vishtri Ishtri? Once it was Mutter, it was Mutter. So where it says Teku? It's a Gemara. So the Rosh says, what's the Nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? It could be Dresha Kavastar. The Rosh asks, what's a nafkamina? He says a nafkamina. Listen to a Rosh. He says, if someone makes a neder, I'm not going to eat ice cream from Sunday and on. Makes a neder in a certain zman. So he says, if he already has ice cream from before Sunday, could he eat it when the neder starts? Funny Rosh. Huh? He made a neder, I'm not going to eat this type of food from Sunday and on. If he buys some of the food beforehand, so once he already had it, could eat it. Hayo v'ishtri ishtri. What? If the iser was never a chal, read the top of the Gemara says, no, but that's hayo v'ishtri from one iser to another. There's a different hayo v'ishtri. Here's hayo v'ishtri where something was excluded from it, so it stays in its exclusion.
By another, it's Israel himself. He's not making the item also.
Right.
But here, the item.
Well, Shmuah is on himself, and that isn't the item, right? Neder is a chemza, and Shmuah is a gadra. So I'm not sure if he means dam. Stam takel, he takel means only when you.
The chaga,
he's
not eating the base, then he gets better. So if he didn't finish his portion, he's
not. That's only hutcha. Hutcha, we're not going to say hell for hutcha history. That's only hutcha. You should ask me if you hold chutzah. It's a chenam of there. I'll tell you halacha l'maisa. Something that comes from this. I'm not telling you to do it. The chida bring paskins la halacha based on this. Then in 9 days, we're not allowed to eat meat. If on Shabbos you have meat and there's leftovers, you're allowed to eat it during the 9 days. Because hayal v'ishtri ishtri. Once on Shabbos you have cholent, so it's already hutter during the 9 days. So already the leftovers you could eat, just like he says, "Basa the chira is teiku savitaras lachumra." This the chida says is sabda bar lakula. So here it's your halal history. You're allowed to eat it during the 9 days. The leftover challah. The chida says lachav. I'm not telling you to do lachetchila. The chida paskins this way lachetchila. No, he says halal history. History. I think he says you're allowed to eat it the whole. I don't know how much leftovers you're allowed to save, but. The Shari Tshuva brings it in Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Skat and Tes. Dechad Mishnah Brura, you'll find it on the page. In Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, the Shari Tshuva Skat and Tes. He says it. The Pischei Tshuva brings this Chidah in Hilchos Aninos in Shemem Aleph. That if an Einain, Einain is not allowed to eat Basar. So he says an Einain who has leftover meat is allowed to finish it. Well, history, history. Here it's a little more chiddush. In the chidah's case, at least it was the 9 days. Just so it was Shabbos. So hail history, history. The Einain who has leftover meat from before aninus, he says you're allowed to eat. Because the tshuva says like the chidah, you're allowed to eat it. But he's matmiyah in the chidah. It's a big chiddush. But so you have two places at least that it's brought in halacha. What? Something that what? No. This is outside of history. History. So. What? Only Shavuot Shachalba. You guys are not also only Shavuot Shachalba. It's always if the Shabbos Chazayin is only Shavuot Shachalba. Shabbos Chazayin. Shabbos Chazayin. Then that Shabbos is Shabbos Chazayin. He's saying by Shul Shechava. He doesn't hold the Tasa. The Birkei Yisrael. Chida. It says Birkei Yisrael. Don't say Chida. But he holds. So you have two places brought in normal Paiskin. You take out a Mishnah Berurah. And they bring this idea of Hayel Vishtri Yishtri. You left over some Asim. Stami would say the same thing. Asim's even better. It's still Sudas Asim. I mean, but unfortunately, this is not Lamaisa. I don't think anybody holds up these chidushim. Okay, let's see. Rava Omar, Erva Loi Gufa Loi Tzricha Kra. Rava has a whole new mahalach. Well, he says, "Ein asay dazleshesh bekaris." So you don't even need a pasuk for erva. Ki yisra kra. Why do we need a leha? Lamaisa tzara. Why do I need a drasha to ask it at Zara? Mahalach, if he had told us this on the bottom of Gimel on the page, we could have saved 2 months. Right? There's a new mahalach in the whole Gemara. It's like the Gemara of Erva like Tzricha Kra. The whole Gemara was trying to figure out why I need a leha. I need it for a Zara. It's like the Gemara Erva itself, Taka, doesn't need a pasuk. A pliyadika Gemara. The Gemara for the last Dalet Hei Bav Zayin. Last four blat, the Gemara is saying, I don't need a pasuk for Erva. Right, the whole four blad. Why do we need a pasuk for erva? Gemara is saying, of course, erva is awesome. So for four blad, it says we don't need pasuk. Finally, Rava says you're right. We don't need the pasuk. So the Gemara says erva like tzricha kara. Isn't that a strange thing? Erva doesn't need a pasuk. Like if you say it this way, I say that. So for four blad, we say, why do I need a leah for? So Rava says I don't need it for erva. I need it for tzar. So for the Gemara, erva like tzricha kara. Vatanya in li yelahi. And the Bryce's Lashin was Mashma Eli Elahi. The pasuk comes for the Erev itself. And the Gemara means Mishum Tsarasa. The Bryce said Hokitani Eli Elahain, Mashma the Erev. No, Mishum Tsarasa. Tashma, Rebbe Yomer, Velakach Velakcha, Veyavam Yavma, Lesser Tsarais Ve'arayais. So we see Tsara itself needs a pasuk. Eima Lesser Tsarais Shelarais. I Hotrei Korai Kanasin. It's Mashma one for Tsara, one for Erev. My love chad l'erba chad l'tzara loy. Ini v'idi l'tzara. Chad l'meisa tzara b'maka mitzvah. One to ask her a tzara when she's married, when she falls to yibam, she's married to an erva. Chad l'mishri tzara shaloy b'maka mitzvah. And one to say that only in case of yibam a tzara is asa, otherwise a tzara is muta. My tama v'yavam v'yavma b'maka yibam hu da asira tzara shaloy b'maka yibam. Shari Yitzara. So Rava comes with a chiddush. They only need a pasuk for tzara. Erva is pashit. And Amar Ravashi masnisin amideka tiktani chamesh nashim poitrois tzara sayim. The Mishnah didn't say a chiddush that the erva can't get married. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, and of the pasuk is 15 women, pater et tzara, v'ilu petura isu paitras like tani, shema mina, that it's pashit. So the Gemara is maskana like Rava. Is you're right. We don't need a pasuk for an erva. Say nasei dechla sishesh bekaris. We only need it for tzara. Okay, tomorrow's Thursday. I'd like to get as much as I could to the end. So we should have a little time next week still for Yanni Pesach. So keep yourselves busy. We have to go to Gufa on the Yom Kippur.